He gets it over to the doctor. Tie ball game. Here's a shot. Julius. He scores! He scores!
Anthony for three. Bang! That one goes down and the game is tied.
Here is Durant moving on Tucker. He turns. He shoots. Yes! With 1 second remaining.
Talking Knicks, Nets, and all things across the association, this is Pick and Pod on WFUV Sports.
Welcome into this week's episode of Pick and Pod. I'm Owen Kelty, joined by Kurt Sipple and Ethan Wax. And it's NBA Cup season. I don't know. We've always had a big debate on this show about the NBA Cup between whether or not a lot of people do hate it. Me, personally, I'm a big fan of it. But before we get into that, start with you, Kurt. How you doing on this fine, what day? Thursday.
It's a Thursday. Great job, Owen.
It's finals week, you know. We're struggling out here.
We are struggling. It's freezing outside. My professor just kind of announced the final out of nowhere. You know, we're moving right now. That's all I'm feeling. That's all I got right now. I'm hoping the week ends, and then I could just finish my final papers and be done with it.
Ethan, how you doing?
Doing all right. I got a final tomorrow, final Monday, final Tuesday, and then I'm out of here.
There we go. Where are you going back to? Where's home?
Back to Westchester, New York.
Got it. Not too far.
Yeah.
I don't have any final exams, but I do have a couple final assignments that might have been
due. When do you head home, Owen?
When do I head home?
Yeah.
Well, I could go home whenever, but probably leave maybe Monday, maybe Sunday, depending on how I feel.
Whenever the weather is good in New Jersey.
Yeah, 6 or 7 days from now, when the weather's not good in New Jersey this time of the year. But you know what is good in New Jersey this time of the year? Not the Nets because they're not there anymore. But it's a good time for Knicks fans.
We are the New York Knicks.
Exactly, the Knicks advanced to the next round. Second round, whatever it is. Of the NBA Cup,
the Vegas
semifinal. Yeah, the Vegas rounds. They're getting paid. Good for Josh Hart after getting robbed, 2 weeks ago. But they blow out the Raptors 117-101. Jalen Brunson, incredible game from him. 35 points. Great game from Josh Hart, 21 points. Shot incredible. He shot 8 of 11. At one point, he was 8 of 8 from the field. The Raptors have been good this year. They were without R.J. Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley in this one. The two former Knicks. So we'd love to usually see them play each other. We'll go to you, Ethan, first. I know you're a Knicks fan. How are you feeling overall about the NBA Cup? Like, these games don't count towards the regular schedule. So how do you feel about them playing in an extra wear and tear? Or do you like watching the extra games?
I like watching the extra games, but I don't feel like it's really necessary. Just extra tax on the guys' bodies, and which could lead to more risk for injury. I understand why they do it to make these early season games more meaningful to fan bases and for TV and all that stuff, but I really don't think it's necessary.
Yeah. Keep going.
Because if you win something, I would rather win the NBA Finals than
than the
cop
NBA
in
Cup.
Ask Darvin Ham, undefeated. Well, he was undefeated in the NBA Cup. Now he's not. Yeah. Knicks knocked him
it's
out.
It's over now.
I do agree with you. I think as a fan of the team, I do kind of wish they'd lost to the Raptors in a way, because they don't have to play now an extra game. They would have gotten a nice little break. Now they have an extended road trip, which everyone knows, the Knicks have not been good on the road so far this year. 13-1 at home, but I don't have it up right now. Hold on.
They're
4-6. 4-6 on the road. So, I guess this is a good rep.
It's a neutral site, though.
Vegas is going to be all Knicks fans.
Really?
That's how it always goes.
New York, stand up.
Exactly.
I don't know.
No matter where the Knicks go, it's always a Knicks home game.
I don't know about all Knicks fans. I think that's a little ridiculous.
In
Las Vegas? Between the Magic? I know the Magic probably don't have as many fans, but if it's the Thunder versus the Knicks, there are going to be packed out Thunder fans.
You think?
There'll be more Thunder fans there.
How much do you think people care to travel for the NBA Cup?
No, they're not traveling. Tourists care more about the Thunder in the Midwest.
I wonder how much NBA Cup games are in Vegas.
They're probably not cheap. Well, look at this. I mean, it's not going to be like... It's still kind of like a playoff environment kind of thing, but with the neutral site, it's not. as well, the amount of money that it's going to be, it's not going to be like a crazy price, but like, I don't think they have them on sale right now.
$60 to sit in the section 200. That's not
how much is the championship game? Let's see right now.
This is just for the first round.
I'm looking at the championship game at the moment, and
126 to sit in the. That's actually not terrible, because think about it, you could see Knicks versus Thunder, which is a potential finals.
Okay, the championship game is $130.
That's not terrible.
That's like you paid more to sit all the way up in MSG to watch the Knicks lose.
And you wouldn't even $130 is generous.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're getting into MSG for $130 these days.
You're not getting into MSG for anything for $130.
You could sit, yeah.
On the roof.
On the roof. Maybe. You could maybe sit on the roof. But Knicks move on. They will play the Magic on Saturday. I've had a tough time versus the Magic this year. They're 1-2.
Magic have owned the
against
Knicks this
season. Magic owned them recently in the past. Their defense has been.
But remember, Franz Wagner is out.
Franz Wagner is out. Injured his ankle in the last Knicks and Magic matchup. Yeah. I don't know. Every time right now I think of the Magic, I think of the Desmond Bane just
chucking the ball off OG.
Pelting the ball at OG.
Hey, man, he's going to do it again.
Just so
Desmond
unnecessarily.
Desmond Bane is going insane.
True. But, I mean, I don't, like, I still don't know what I'm like rooting for here. Like, am I rooting for the Knicks to win this?
Hey, you can get another banner in MSG that means almost nothing.
Another banner that means almost nothing. Embarrassing it would be.
Eastern Conference What was it? No, not Eastern Conference. Atlantic Division Championship banners you guys got? How many of those?
Our next banner is a cup banner.
It's not going to be an NBA Finals banner, so it really doesn't make a difference.
You could potentially get more reps against the Thunder.
That's the only way I'm looking at this is more rep. Get a rep against, hopefully an extra rep against the Thunder, because I'm assuming we all think the Thunder are going to blow out the Spurs, right? No Wemby.
And they also probably blow out the Knicks.
You think?
Are you kidding me?
They had one close game last year and one blowout last year.
Owen, the Thunder are 24-1.
They haven't played, though, a contender yet.
And they haven't. The Knicks are not going to be like a team that's going. I'm not saying they're not a contender, but I don't think the Knicks are going to give them quite a lot of issues. Let's look at who the Thunder have played this season. Let's look who the Thunder have played.
The Knicks aren't going to give the Thunder any issues. How can you even say that, though? Like, there's
everybody's rested too, bro. They don't need they've rested. They've rested. My God, Shea Gillis-Alexander, almost every game in the fourth quarter.
They blew out the Lakers.
They blew out the Lakers. They blew out the Warriors.
Warriors not a contender.
They still are good enough.
I don't. They're five. They're less under 500.
The Lakers. I mean, yet again, the Kings, I know that's not a really big deal, but you're going to say that they haven't played anybody is ridiculous.
I'm not saying they haven't played anybody.
And they will probably continue rolling. That's just kind of ridiculous.
Beat the Rockets.
They are definitely going to beat the Rockets.
No, I'm saying they beat the Rockets opening night. Like,
yeah.
So that's some of their, like, that's their best win probably is opening night.
Against the Rockets.
I really don't. I mean, they're running through the West right now.
They don't have as much. The Knicks don't have as good of a defensive output to stop the Thunder's offense.
But do you think they have enough to stop us? Do you think they still have to stop the Knicks?
You and Jalen Brunson.
Me and Jalen Brunson.
I mean, all the Thunder really have to do is shut down Jalen Brunson and probably play a good enough defense on Cat, and they probably win the game.
Shea is averaging 32.6 points per game in like 33 minutes.
Yeah, because he doesn't have to play the fourth quarter.
You know what is?
Isn't that
last
something?
Year? Yeah. What started the problem, the downfall actually of the Knicks when they had that big slump in the middle of the year was. They were playing in OKC, and the Thunder were the first team to put a non-center on Cat. They had Jalen Williams from Arkansas.
Yeah.
Guard Cat, and they put Hartenstein on Hart.
Yeah.
And that was the first team to do it, and then after the rest of the year, every team did that. And that really – because the Knicks, I believe, going into that point of the season last year, were like top five offense, and then they dropped around to league average. So they kind of figured out – they were the team that figured out what to do because obviously Josh Hart isn't the best shooter. He's been better this year. But last year, like, they kind of figured that situation out. And then the next game at the Garden, Knicks got fried by Isaiah Joey, 22 points in the first half. Our first quarter, actually. He fried them.
I don't think there's a way where you think that this Thunder team isn't better than the Knicks team.
I didn't say that. I think the Thunder are better. I think they're by far – ahead of
the
every
Knicks are
team in the league.
Third, tied for third in the league for
but
offense right now, behind the Nuggets, Lakers, and they're tied with the Spurs.
I'm just saying I don't think you're acting like the Knicks. Are going to get blown out here.
I think
I'm not acting like it. I think I know that that's going to happen.
I think it'll be a competitive series, but
I think it'll be like if the cup game, cup final, I think would be a close game. And I think in a series, they're not sweep. I don't.
I mean, not sweeping. The Knicks might win a game, but I don't think that they're like. I don't think they're. I'm not even doing this for Knicks hate. Are you kidding
me?
You really think that they're anywhere close to the amount that the Knicks are? The Knicks have had chemistry problems all year, and you seeing the Thunder are rolling.
Only 24 games in though.
Thinking about it,
24 games in is a third of the season.
Yeah. So.
I've seen a third of a season's worth of basketball to judge a team. And we're talking about.
I mean, we're asking to do math here. Still have
60-something games left?
50-something.
So it's 82.
That's
58.
Yeah, 58
games.
Wow, look at me doing math in here.
Big stuff for Owen Kelty.
You think the Knicks are going to drop 4 games out of 5 in front of a Garden crowd in the finals?
They've done it before. 13-1 at home.
Well, that's great, but they haven't also played like a caliber of the Thunder yet.
But
at
is
home.
Anyone in the league a caliber of the Thunder?
Maybe the Pistons?
You're saying the Pistons are better than the Knicks?
No, the Pistons are.
I think, but when
by
I,
offense
when
wise,
I,
the Pistons might be better than the Knicks.
No, I think when you look at the league, I think the Knicks and the Thunder are a lot better than everyone else.
Knicks are only 2 games.
Like, I think
back
you have the
first.
Thunder here. The Knicks.
I think
bit,
I can name
the Knicks are a little bit
all
below
top
Thunder,
all top three teams.
And I think the Pistons are significantly
all top
than
three
Knicks.
Teams in the Western Conference might be better than the Knicks.
I disagree.
Thunder,
with that.
Nuggets, Rockets.
No.
I think the Rockets just could score more. And the East is just weak. The East is weak. You can't tell me
that
it's not.
That's why I'm saying if the Knicks don't make it to the finals this year, the season is a disappointment.
Yep.
I don't disagree. I mean, you can roll through the East. It depends, actually, if you can roll through the East, because the Magic can give you some issues.
I still don't see the Magic being able to beat us 4 times.
I also think that the Pistons are – yes, you – I also think that the Pistons might give you a lot more issues than they did. Like, last year, they gave you issues.
I still think they're a young
team. If that
team
call, was,
will,
if that call
will...
was right, the Knicks lose the series.
That's not true.
It
and there are so many
true.
Other missed off. Like, I, and that was also Tibbs' coach. I don't think the Pistons are going to give the Knicks as much as a problem. I think they're the biggest problem, but I don't see a team like the Magic being able to beat the Knicks 4 times.
I don't
times.
See the Celtics being a team that really is something to worry about.
If,
but I see, like,
if Tatum came
he's not
back.
Coming back.
I don't know.
And also, how many games is he really going to play with this team that it's going to really make a difference?
They're 15. I guess the East is so mid.
The East is
I mean, the
bad.
Cavs,
the
I don't.
East is trash.
I don't see the Cavs as a threat. But, like, you really don't have to say that. Like, I mean, you could say the teams in the West are so much better.
They are so
than
much
the
better.
Knicks, but realistically, the Knicks only have to worry about one.
Also, the Thunder on a 16-game winning streak.
You only have to worry about one when it comes to who you play in the NBA Finals.
And they're 12-1 away and 12-0 at home.
Realistically, the only thing stopping the Thunder from getting back to the finals is injuries or Jokic.
Yeah, just Jokic by himself. But like, yet again, I don't think that that's something that's something to really worry about. And this Nuggets team is definitely better than the Knicks. They are. They're deeper than the Knicks.
Deeper?
They are deeper. If Cam Johnson starts going, they're definitely going to be a lot deeper than the Knicks are.
Deeper.
I would disagree with
I
that.
I would say deeper.
Let's look at their roster. Let's look at the Nuggets roster.
Last game. Find their last game and look at their rotation.
I will look
right
now.
The Hornets?
That's not right.
I mean, I think
that everyone gets their stimulus against the Hornets.
True. Like, are we saying Tim Hardaway Jr. is a starter, I'm pretty sure.
Bruce Brown's on that team.
Yeah, he is. Like, is Bruce Brown a better bench player than Deuce McBride? No.
Yes, realistically, he is.
He played 20 minutes. He had 0.0 rebounds, 0 assists.
Well,
he's
that's
a minus 12 versus the Hornets.
He was playing against the Hornets.
And McBride shooting like 46%.
I fully believe that Bruce Brown is a better bench player than him. He's more. That, why do you think people want Bruce Brown?
People want Deuce.
He's been
McBride.
Going all around the league. They've traded.
Deuce
people
McBride
have traded for him
better.
5 times. That's just
Deuce,
not true.
Deuce McBride's better.
And we have Jordan Clarkson.
Jordan Clarkson's been decent this year.
Don't let him get the ball when you really need
once
shots Yabusele, to be made.
Once Yabusele figures out how to jump again.
So you have Valanciunas. You have Jokic.
Can't forget about
Cam
Landry
Johnson,
Sherman.
Aaron Gordon,
yeah,
Jamal Murray.
When he comes back.
I'm literally just naming everyone. Daron Holmes is probably arguably might be better,
who's
even though he hasn't played
him?
A lot. Peyton Watson. Julian Strother.
That's not a better bench.
What?
No.
The Knicks bench. Oh, sorry. Tyler Kolek is really holding a candle.
Talking about, like,
guys.
Healthy?
Yes, healthy, they're better.
Clarkson, Shamet, McBride, Hart, Yabusele.
Bruce Brown, Tim Hardaway Jr., Daron Holmes, Valanciunas, Cam Johnson.
Cam Johnson's probably
a starter.
Aaron Gordon, who literally saved their
Aaron
season
Gordon's
last
a
year.
Starter.
I'm just naming people off.
You're just naming their roster and saying they're better. The Knicks are better than them. But we'll move away from some Knicks talk to last night's NBA Cup games. Thunder beat the Suns. I guess this goes back to Thunder talk. No Devin Booker, but they won by...
They got their
Someone mathed me here. 48, 49 points.
They got their stimulus check.
Yeah. They got their check. They made it in. Beat the Suns by 49. I think that's 49.
Yeah, something like that.
49 around there. Absolute blowout. Domination. It's what the Thunder do to everyone, so that game's not as important. The Spurs beat the Lakers. Lakers healthy again. And they get blown out by the Wemby-less Spurs. Stephon Castle, 30 points.
Stephon Castle, yeah.
30 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. So it's got to be career high for him.
Shea had 28 points in 27 minutes. Oh, my God.
I think the Spurs realistically can be a threat to... If Wemby's healthy, I think they could be a threat in the West.
Well, because Wemby's just an unfair cheat code. But
Dylan Harper
really makes a difference.
Is very good player. I think Castle's coming into his own. They could make a trade.
Don't forget about De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox,
who they trading for?
Clutch player of the year. I think they need a wing. They need a strong defensive wing. They have way too many guards.
I'm trying to think of who would be available. It's more of the thing. There's a lot of
they had OG Anunoby, they'd be set.
Probably.
Best
one
of the best
wing
defenders in the league.
Yeah, no, that would be pretty good. Either the OG or Mikal. I think Mikal would
probably
be
OG
either.
Better. He's a more physical defender than Mikal. Mikal's a guard type player.
Stephon Castle had 30 last night. Wow. De'Aaron Fox had 20.
Yeah, really good game. No way. That's what I'm saying. They can score.
Kelly Olynyk is on the Spurs?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Shout out Kelly.
I kind of forgot that Kelly Olynyk was on the Spurs.
That's kind of insane. Spurs Thunder game on Saturday night.
Well, that's gonna be appointment television. That's gonna be fun.
What about Knicks Magic?
Yeah, that's appointment television. All right, puts me to sleep.
Any Magic game puts me to sleep.
My point. They're not that fun.
No, they're a gritty fighting team. I don't know.
And they're gonna play the Knicks and probably beat them.
Franz Wagner.
Without Franz.
Desmond Bane's going to throw more basketballs at OG.
Yeah, I mean, every time I can't. That's wild. He's just literally just like, he had the ball in bounds. And he was just like,
He couldn't handle it. That's it.
He was holding it. He was thinking about turning around and going up the court in a 5-on-3. And he said, nah.
I mean, Paolo, Desmond Bane, Jalen Suggs.
Paolo is so overrated.
Still, though, he's still pretty good. You can call someone overrated, but if they beat your favorite team, they're not that overrated. Anthony Black. I don't know. I think this is still a pretty solid team that they got going on here.
I mean, it's a solid roster, but their shooting is still, I think, is terrible.
They're one of the top. They're tied with the Knicks for best offense in the league.
They're shooting 34% from three as a team.
Is that what that was? Wait, hold on.
They're 22nd in the league.
22nd? I'm wrong then.
Yeah.
Overall,
they're 14th.
14th,
in
field goal
percentage. I'm wrong. 12th in points per game. 117 points. Wow. They're averaging 125 points a game.
That's my point, but you understand my point now about how
Knicks
different...
Knicks are averaging 120.
How different it is out West, though. There's three teams that are doing that.
Heat are averaging 120 points. 121.
Well, the Heat are also a weird basketball team.
I mean, in the East...
You know what's funny? The Heat are a team that can always screw with the Knicks because they're just historically Knicks killers.
Knicks also play horrible in Miami.
That's
horrible.
My point. That they're Knicks killers when they're in Miami.
Yep. So I would not like to match up with them, which they would be right now, 1-8.
Knicks
will be finishing the one seed.
No, they won't. Pistons are definitely.
You
want to
put a buzz
that.
And bleach on that again?
I'm not doing that, but I'll put something else on it.
Five glizzies.
Five hot dogs?
Five hot dogs. That's a lot of hot dogs.
Five hot dogs?
I don't know. I mean, the East is really bad.
I mean, you have to give me some kind of line here so I can bet it with you. I'm not doing bleach and buzz. I know you want to do it again, but that's not me.
No, I can't be doing that again before graduation. I don't think.
Oh, that would be.
I don't think
awesome.
That would go over
your
too
mom
well.
Would
my
love
mom
that
again. Now it already didn't go over too well the first time. I don't know how a buzz and bleach would go over. Ethan, are you confident Knicks are going to win the East? All right, I'll be the one seed.
Atlantic Division champs.
I think so. I really don't think. The Pistons are for real. I think they'll.
Everyone says that, but the Cavs are also going to come back soon enough.
I don't know.
I think they'll fall off. I mean,
this is like a make or break year for them.
It is.
And it's a lot of breaking.
I mean, the Raptors started out hot. They were the two seed, and now they're
Yeah, but the Raptors aren't like a very solid roster. The Raptors are kind of strange. RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickly are starters.
Those are good NBA players. Don't disrespect them.
Oh, yeah.
Don't disrespect
them. Sure. That's why
they are. Don't disrespect
them.
Wow,
Boston is three.
RJ Barrett is my hero. Wow.
Man, he's in Toronto. Go watch a game.
I was devastated. When that trade happened, I almost shed tears.
Go watch a game. You probably did.
I love.
You got OG Anunoby. He's going to get traded again, so it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, for Giannis.
Well, no, Giannis bought the house in Brooklyn. He's
coming to Brooklyn.
Doesn't
matter. He's going to live in Brooklyn.
He's coming to Brooklyn.
He's coming home.
Why would you buy a house that's 10 minutes away from the Nets training facility and 15 away from Barclays Center?
I don't know. Maybe when you have made over $300 million in career earnings, you just start buying real estate.
You just start buying property that's 10 minutes away from Barclays Center?
Yes.
Yeah.
If I had
10 minutes away from the Nets training facility?
If I had $300 million, I'd be buying random properties. Ethan, $300 million, what are you buying first?
$350 million?
Yeah, like you're Giannis and you're just Giannis, and you have $350 million.
You are Giannis.
Like, you're Giannis. What's your first purchase?
Buy MSG.
Wow. Yeah, you're going to need a lot more than that.
I'm not wasting my money on
that. You need a couple more billion to get in that one.
Yeah. Even when
$350?
Even when they tear it down.
They're not tearing it down. Dolan won't. My king Dolan will never let
doesn't
that
matter
happen.
What Dolan cares. Doesn't matter
I
what
would
Dolan.
Buy a house.
Doesn't matter what Dolan thinks.
A house. In Brooklyn?
No.
I'm
exactly.
Buying a house in Brooklyn.
Because he's coming.
A mega mansion.
What's he going to buy? A mansion in Tarrytown?
Tarrytown? What are we talking
That's
about?
Where the
Tarrytown?
Knicks practice facility is.
He could have. Tarrytown's a pretty nice place. One of the highest tax codes in New York.
Why do you know that?
I do know that. I don't know why I know that. It's very wealthy there.
I think Cozy Kurt needs to touch a little grass. But.
Me?
Yeah. I got a little lost here.
6 a.m. Fortnite night. 6 a.m. Fortnite, Owen, and I need to touch grass? All right, buddy.
Giannis has a Fortnite skin.
He does.
See Joe Henry back there in the stage, right there. Bro. He knows about Giannis's Fortnite skin.
He also knows that Giannis bought a house in Brooklyn.
And now right Joe Henry is emoting.
Yeah.
Joe, if you want to hop on the mic real quick, do you think Giannis buying a house in Brooklyn makes him want to play in Brooklyn?
He's getting on the mic
He's
right now.
He's moving the mic right now.
He's a net.
Wow.
Yes, he is.
Why the hell would he be a net?
Because the Nets actually have real assets to trade for him.
Assets.
Well, the Nets
and
are 6
have,
and 17.
Yeah, let's talk about
real,
the Nets.
They have real assets to trade for him. And also that.
So like, do the Thunder.
The organization. They're not trading for him. The organization is league known as
you guys
a
have
very good player-focused one.
A bunch of bums.
Okay.
Giannis wants to go play with Igor Demin.
Yes.
He wants to go play with Tyrese Martin.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
And Michael Porter
you
Jr.
You can go play with Jalen Brunson in the Mecca.
Jalen Brunson Mecca. Might actually get traded if they trade for Giannis.
You can go play with Jalen Brunson in the Mecca, and he's going to go play
Jalen
with...
Brunson and nobody. Oh my God. It would be Jalen Brunson. What do you have to trade? Cat. Nothing.
Switch to baseball. Robert Suarez just signed with... Switch sign with the Braves.
Great. Sounds good. Because you know that there's nothing that the Knicks can trade for him. They got nothing.
Cat, OG,
Josh Hart.
And
oh,
a lot
let's
of
just
picks.
Trade every. Let's just trade everybody away. Let's trade all. You only have 6 picks, 2 of them first rounders. And no, it's 2 first rounders and 4 second rounders, I'm pretty
you
sure.
You know, every year you unlock another set of first rounders.
And you're not allowed to be without them. You know that, right?
No, you can.
Yes,
you can
they
them.
Can't trade all of them. They have
no,
to keep.
You have to keep every other year.
Yes, and they're not going to be able to do that if they trade for Giannis because they have
no,
too little of
if
them.
If you unlock another round,
yeah, they have to unlock them next year. Oh, and they don't have access to those right now.
We have the Wizards' first round pick.
You think you're getting the Wizards' first round pick this year? The Wizards are 3-19.
The Wizards.
What are you talking about?
They need to lose the lottery.
What are you talking about?
If it's outside the top 10, that's a top 10. That's a 10th pick.
Oh, yeah. The Wizards at 3-19 with every ping pong ball in their favor.
They're
going to
get
the
hot. They're going to
get
hot.
Yeah, they're
going to
get hot. You have no idea what you're talking about. Giannis is a Brooklyn Net.
Why would you? Like? I remember talking to you about this last year, and you did not want Giannis.
I said that because he stomped on Kyrie's ankle and wounded our
final. Didn't stomp on Kyrie's ankle. Kyrie landed on his ankle.
Stomped on Kyrie's ankle.
Like getting Giannis is such a win now move, and I feel like.
Yeah, it is
the
a win
net,
now move.
The Nets are.
It's not a win now move. It's also they have a team that can.
How much longer do you
right
think Giannis
now?
Is realistically going to be good for?
Probably another 5-6 years.
You think the Nets are going to be good in the next 5 years?
They might be good in the next 2 years.
I think they want to build it from the draft.
I don't think that. That's
and you
like
make five
like
making those 5 first round picks is the worst thing the Nets could have ever done. I will.
That's just
I would,
not true.
I will stand
that's
on
just
that.
Not true. It's just not true. This team has become a lot better. The players that
These
they
guys
have
are
right
good.
Now. Are you sure? Look at Danny Wolf's last three games.
Who was the 8th overall
pick?
Look
at Danny Wolf's last game.
Right?
Look at Yegor Dioman's last three games, too. Doesn't matter he's averaging 3 points. He's still 8 points. It still matters that he's been good. He's been
showing. Danny Wolf's last three games. 7 points.
Whoa. Okay, keep reading.
17 against Utah.
Okay.
8.
And he also had 22 against the Bucks a few games ago, too.
Without Giannis.
No, they were playing with Giannis. They didn't have MPJ on that.
And you lost.
MPJ was not playing on that game. Yeah, but you could tell me it's a loss. It doesn't matter.
Trade MPJ.
For what? It's the Nets cycle. You get a good guy, then you get a kind of career third option. They become really good in Brooklyn, and then they get traded for, like, become really mid. Cam Johnson, Mikal Bridges. It all happens with the Nets.
Cam Johnson is better off not with the Nets.
Yes, but he's not as good as he was with the Nets.
Because he's playing with Nikola Jokic.
But my point, you get that's the Nets cycle. It's a thing on Twitter. Wait, I could show it to you. Give me 1 second.
MPJ.
Here.
Send him.
MPJ's been great. He
Spurs.
Might be an all-star this year. Might be an all-star this year. I'm just saying. You don't understand what you're
Nets
talking about.
Nets trade for career third option that becomes the de facto best player. Player gets usage they've never seen before. Big numbers. The masses labeled a statistical increase as some sort of developmental jump. Did you make this?
No, I did not make that.
Nets sell high. Player goes back to who they were before joining the Nets. See, that's not true, though, with Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges sucked last year.
Was
it? But I'm saying...
He was a bum last year.
He was a lot better on the Suns than he was last year with the Knicks.
The Nets is the point. He was good with the Nets.
But you're saying he went back to what he was before the Nets. But he got worse.
He even
he
decreased before the Nets.
But
know
now
that.
I think
Cam Johnson's also had a big decrease.
I think this is the best version of Mikal Bridges in his career.
Yeah, playing as a career third option.
Second.
Doesn't matter. He's not a second option.
The third.
He's the third. He's the fourth option, actually.
Well,
what are
you
talking about? Second option, Mikal Bridges.
Fourth.
What are you on about right now?
Who's the Knicks' second most important player?
Cat.
Karl Anthony Towns.
That's OG Anunoby. OG Anunoby defensively, if without OG Anunoby, they stink defensively.
Without Karl Anthony Towns, you stink too.
That's not true.
Karl Anthony Towns actually probably makes you stink more.
In the playoffs, if I had to get rid of one of them, I'm saying they're hurt for a series. I'm saying I'd rather have OG Anunoby.
If you don't have Cat.
No.
Yes.
We lose if we
don't
have
OG. You don't have scoring. Who's scoring the ball?
I think Mikal and OG can pick up the slack on Cat scoring, but.
Mikal? Cardiac Mikal?
No one's picking up the slack of OG Anunoby defensively.
No one's picking up the slack of the points on the board.
Yes,
even though Cat doesn't fit in the system, it doesn't matter. He still can score the basketball when you need him to.
You're driving me insane. I can't.
I'm not driving you insane. You're just saying things. You woke up an hour ago, and you have no idea what you're talking about.
I know. I'm almost ready for my midday nap after waking up at 11:30. I feel like, you know, these late nights studying are really getting to me.
Yeah, the late night studying. They do get to you after a while.
You know, finals week, staying up and watching horrible basketball, watching the Thunder win.
I was watching the Garden series yesterday.
Don't know what that
BYU
is.
BYU and yesterday?
Clemson,
BYU. BYU.
Oh, AJ DeBanza.
Yeah, those were really good. AJ DeBanza. He's
not going to be a net.
He's a net.
Realistically, before we wrap it up, high ping. Wow, someone just raised the ping in here. Lag spike. I'm really. The Thunder having the Clippers pick is a problem. I'm like, just the more I scroll down, like
the Thunder will get the first round.
They might get AJ DeBanza. Yeah. If the Thunder get AJ DeBanza, do we just wrap the whole league up?
Yeah, you just let them have a championship the next three seasons. The Thunder realistically as a dynasty will last for at least 2 more years, and then if they get high draft picks, it will be even longer, because they're just going to do it again. This is literally a never-ending cycle for the Thunder, because after their championship window's up, they're going to trade Shea for like a billion picks. They're going to trade Chet Holmgren for a billion picks. They're going to be bad for 2 years, and then they're going to be good again. It's just going to be the same thing.
True. So before you mentioned how we are third into the season, so before we go, third into the season, let's hear picks. We'll give finals pick, who's going to win the finals, MVP. We'll throw in a little depoy.
Finals pick is the Thunder. MVP is Nikola Jokic again.
Okay.
And depoy.
You can go any other award. We'll do that. You don't have to do depoy.
I'll do depoy. Okay. Victor Wembanyama.
He's not gonna play enough games.
Doesn't matter. I'm still gonna pick Victor Wembanyama.
Ethan, let's hear from you. Finals, MVP, and then award of your choice. Who's going to the
finals? Give me the New York Knicks.
There we go. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
MVP, Jokic. And Deep Boy, give me OG Anunoby.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That's pretty similar picks here. I'm going Knicks with the finals. MVP, Jalen Brunson. And then, let's see. Let me think of an award here. Most improved player. Well, you don't want to leave the headset on for this one. Most improved player, Mikal Bridges. And I believe that is going to do it for us because Cozy Kurt Sipple, just took his headset off and decided to walk out of the studio. But this has been this week's episode of Pick and Pod. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple Music. Always love coming on, talking basketball. For Ethan Walks, Kurt Sipple, Izzy Randazzo, big shout out to our producer today. I've been Owen Kelty. Pick and Pod is a production of WFUV Sports. Thank you.